You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Yeah, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right here on the News Talk powerhouse in North Alabama, WVNN. And according to what we read in the numbers right now, this is the biggest show across North Alabama's afternoons every day. And that's because of y'all. That's because of this audience. And we are extremely grateful. Well, listen, you hear me all the time. You hear Copper sometimes or fairly often. And then you also hear another guy named Birdman. We call him on the air once in a while. So here's the deal. I can talk in the microphone all day, but if the board's not running, if no one's answering the phones, and if things aren't dialed in correctly, it doesn't work. And that's why Copper works her magic on her side. And at the same time, we've got an online presence that has really been growing. We've got a great website, rightsideradio.org. We've got podcasts, which has got, like I said earlier, 23,000 some odd downloads. People all over the world are picking up pieces of it, which is crazy. The Right Side store is now up. And then also, I need help once in a while pulling my resources together in the mornings. That's Birdman. So I like to joke with them and say that Copper works in-house and Birdman gets to work in the outhouse. But that's just the way I love on them. So anyway, here's the deal. I want to hear from them. A couple of 20-somethings that really have some solid opinions, and I think they're valuable. So let's just do this. Hey, Copper. Hey, Birdman. How you doing?
Howdy.
Hi. Doing well.
All right. Doing now, well. Listen, we're not going to have this kind of lackluster. Howdy, you got to get in that microphone, Birdman. Don't let Copper talk you now. That can't work that way.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
All right. Hey, listen, so you guys have been hearing it. I've been doing a segment now on, I've been calling it Elections by the Numbers, right? Okay. Covering the top two tickets, top two on the ticket, U.S. Senate and the governor's race. So my question to you is just, like, I'll start off with this, and I'll go ladies first. So, like, Copper, what are you, why you laugh when I say that? What are you looking for in a governor? What do you want?
Yeah, good question. I think somebody who can hit a lot of issues. I mean, with some races, you see a greater focus on business or education or closer picture issues. And I think for the whole state, it's good to have a wider approach, somebody who is best at doing negotiations, diplomacy between the different groups, different parties, to get a cohesive approach for the whole state.
Okay, so you're looking for, like, well-rounded, somebody who can hit multiple issues and not just be a niche person, is what you're saying.
I think so, and one who's not going to, inflame one niche, but the focus is to, make people work together.
Okay, all right, I get that. All right, no right or wrong answer in this thing, so Birdman, what do you think? What are you looking for in a governor? What do you want?
Yeah, I mean, I'm along the same lines as what Copper's saying. The biggest thing for me, above all else, is whether or not they adhere to the Constitution. That is my number one priority. And, like Copper said, hitting a lot of different issues and having a well-rounded resume is important. But the number one thing in my book has to be adherence to the Constitution.
Okay, cool. All right. I like that. And that would not always be the case, it appears. I mean, just look at President Biden. He's chosen just to basically ignore the Constitution, even say, I got legal advice, but I did it anyway. So we've seen leaders just do exactly the opposite. All right, let me ask you about the candidates, though. I'll flip to you first this time, Birdman. So age. Now, I'm not trying to be, I'm getting on up in numbers, but I'm not trying to say that anybody can't serve at a certain age. But I just want to know, what are your thoughts? Like Kay Ivey is 77 now. If she took office again, she'd be 78. She'd finish out that term at 82. So, and then Katie Britt, on the other hand, is only 37. So what factor for you in terms of age of a candidate for U.S. Senate or governor? What are you thinking?
To be completely honest with you, I don't care about the age factor whatsoever. What I care about is the cognitive ability. And I think that our current administration has absolutely proven that. The way...
You talking state or president?
President. As okay. far as how Biden has handled this, as far as his cognitive ability, I think it sets a kind of a rough precedent for for people that are running on a state level, because I have no problem with Kay Ivey due to her age. None of the issues I may find myself presented with on her end are based off of age. I just want to make sure that whoever is in that seat has the mental and physical capacity to handle the job. That's what I care about more than anything else.
Okay. Well, what does that, does anything about that, let's make it not a straight age. Let's say, what if we called that life experience?
Absolutely. I mean, life experience has, you know, it has a lot to do with it. You know, that's the whole thing about what the Bible says about respecting your elders. There's a reason, you know, they've been there and they've done that. That is absolutely an add-on to their credibility. But there is a, you know, a certain point of diminishing returns where, you know, that's just life. You know, you get to a certain point and there's a decline there. Now, I'm not saying that Kay Ivey is in that spot, but it is something to keep in mind. And as long as, you know, as long as that person is there mentally, I have no problem with the age.
All right. Well, I'm not done with you yet, Birdman. So then what about the younger side of that? So Katie Britt's only 37. Does she have the necessary level of life experience, in your opinion, to do the job?
You know, I've looked into her resume a lot more recently. I can't say with a straight face that I believe that she is kind of in that position where she just straight up has the life experience and all that. But I also, you know, I've spent more of my time with Kay Ivey in the forefront for me. And I know her more than I do Katie Britt. And a lot of the stuff that I've looked into with Katie Britt has not been, it has not been set in stone. She's respectfully, she doesn't set a lot of her beliefs out in a firm stance. And I can, you know, obviously I can get in more into that, but it's really, I can't say that her demonstrated life experience thus far has been something that stands out over somebody like, you know, Mo Brooks or Kay Ivey.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I'm flipping to you, Copper. So age, senior in years versus younger in years, does any of that matter?
Sure. I think when most people focus on that, what they're really asking is, are they qualified? But also more specifically, are they qualified to help me and listen to me? And so if it's an older candidate, and yet they really take the effort to figure out what are the issues facing younger people and try and connect with them, then I'd certainly take a candidate like that over a young person who's maybe just muddling around and doesn't have the connections or the experience. But yeah, it really depends on whether they actually have the qualifications and then whether specifically they can actually use them and are interested in using them to help a variety of people.
Yep. Okay. All right. Fair enough. So what I'm hearing then, summary wise, and by the way, you guys are talking from your perspective. Do you think you speak for your generation saying that? Either one of y'all, grab the mic. Say what you think.
Yeah, I would say so. I would believe that I would hope that would be the case, that they're more concerned about actual qualifications.
Yeah. What do you think, Copper?
I agree. I don't think someone's just going to check on the ballot box because they think it's cool that someone's 35. I think that they'll do more research than that.
I hope that's true. Okay. All right. Good deal. All right. Jump to the next one then. Here we go. Who am I starting with? Who went first last time? I don't even know.
I did.
You did. All right. Copper, to you. What do you value more in a candidate? If you had to pick one or the other, would it be that they have political experience or that they come in as an outsider? What do you like?
Political experience.
Do you really? Okay. Yeah. Say why.
Well, the outsider thing seems kind of like mob appeal at this point.
Mob appeal.
It's a marketing strategy. It's, oh, you all liked that, so we're just going to follow along with that. I would much rather see experience. I'm not bothered to see that somebody has been in politics for a while. I would be more bothered if they were, you know, trying to buy up a race, just seemed rich and throwing money at it. But just being in politics doesn't say power hungry to me. And I don't go for just the popular type. That doesn't mean you're qualified.
What about somebody who's been in politics like, you know, term limits mean nothing. They've served like, you know, 97 terms in D.C. Do you see that as being a good or a bad?
That'll be a red flag for me. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Birdman, experience, political experience or outsider?
I don't think I can take it much further than Copper did. She pretty much hit all the same things that I would say. I just don't. You brought up the point of the red flag of if they've been in there for forever, and that is where I would start drawing the line. But as far as I'm right there with copper.
All right. Oh man, this is like, okay, y'all planned this. Y'all got together and said, okay, I'll say this. You say, okay. Now we really, all right, listen, copper, move us to a break. We'll come back. We're going to do more of this because I'm curious to hear too. I mean, a lot of folks talk about like, oh, with Trump, it's all the cult of personality. But yet they voted in Biden. Did that mean they liked, they voted against personality or they voted for his policy? I want to talk about policy versus personality when we get back. We're with Copper and the Birdman, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN Phil Williams Right Side Radio solid conservative and just plain right, which also goes for the people that work with Right Side Radio. The two who keep the trains running on time are our Copper and Birdman, and they are on with me right now. We're talking about, okay, so they're both 20 somethings. I'm curious what they think about like the folks on the ticket, and we've been talking about the age and the political experience and whether they're outsiders and all that, getting their feedback on it. So all right, you guys, here's my next question. There's been a lot of stuff said about how Trump is just a cult of personality. I looked at it and said, well, I liked his policies. I mean, there were times when his personality might be sort of, you know, way brash and different than what I would have liked. But nonetheless, it was a policy that was a whole lot better than the alternative. That was my thought. And then at the same time, people voted for Biden because sometimes they say because he just certainly wasn't Trump. Others say it was because of his policies. What is your gig? You look for something. What draws your attention first, policy or personality? Copper,
you want to take this one? Me to go for it?
I think definitely policy. Although I think our generation has shifted away from personality and more towards the reputation of an individual, their characteristics, which is some great maturity, I think, on our part, which is about time. But we used to just like the emotional appeal. And yet these days we have so much bombarding us that we'll pause more and say, okay, but who are you? Why are you saying this? Why should I listen to you? And then that's where we'll get into the policy, I think.
Okay. All right. What about you, Birdman?
So I respectfully, I actually kind of disagree because from my point of view, at least the people I've been around, the majority of the people I know personally that voted for Biden did it purely because it was not Trump. And they did not focus on policy. They did not focus on anything other than mean tweets. And I mean, it was a lot of people that I know very well that was their incentive. And I've always had an issue with that because that is so blatantly against, you know, what we're here to do as voters, as the average Joes. And that's hard for me to get a grasp with, because it's all about policy for me. And that was one of the biggest things that I struggled with when I first started voting, because that was around the time when Trump started running. And I had some real internal conflict with that, because I looked at him as the "you're fired" guy. And that was all I knew originally. Yeah. And I had to actually dive into his policy before I started to realize, like, hey, maybe he's got something going on there. And that was where it started for me.
Okay, cool. So let me ask you this. I hear you guys, and I know the two of you personally, so I also know that you're thinkers. But step back objectively and try to remove just you from it and tell me your generation. I mean, does your generation, what do they grab hold of first, personality or policy? Which one do you think they grab first? And maybe they get to a point, but what draws them in? What do you think?
Man, I would say personality.
Yeah.
At least from my point of view, I don't see any way that I can twist that otherwise. I mean, the majority, I would think.
Yeah, I think I agree. Although I do notice a slight shift away from just what are you like to how do you make me feel? And then that reflects back on who you are, not just how you come across.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I would say that's a cross-generation spectrum thing right there. I think the shiny object grabs people's attention first, you know, the personality. Like right now, I would say in the U.S. Senate race, Katie Britt has the most dynamic personality within the three candidates. There's just no way around it. She just does. And if she's on stage with the three of them and starts smiling and talking, the first thing you see is somebody who comes across, oh, she's very appealing. She's, you know, she's very nice. She's super articulate. And not that the other two are not, but what I'm saying is I think her personality outshines them. Then the question becomes, if you research the candidates, do you still feel that way? But I do believe that the majority of Americans across all generational spectrums, the first thing they grab hold of is the personality, and then they just hope that the policies are attached to the personality. That's what they. good job, y'all! Awesome. All right, I think we're going to have to do this again sometime. I'm gonna pick a topic. At some point, I'll ambush you. We'll just find a topic and just ambush you with something. But right now, that was pretty cool. Doing elections by the numbers and segueing right into that. Good job, you guys, and thanks for the work you do on Right Side. So good stuff. All right, folks, listen, that was Copper and the Birdman giving me their perspective on things. I mean, I'd be curious, too, how y'all feel. Call in if you want to, 866-494-9866. 866-494-9866. What is your gig? I mean, do you care if your governor is 80 years old? Does it matter? Or is it only as to what their capabilities are? Do you care if they're a political experience is, you know, multiple terms or for that matter, some of our candidates are decades in public office? Or do you want someone who comes in from the outside who's never been down there before in Montgomery or up there in D.C.? And then lastly, I would say this, too. What grabs you, policy or personality? And these are things, by the way, people are talking about these. I mean, sometimes they use it in slanderous ways, which I think is unfair. I mean, to call K-Ivy Governor Meemaw is absolutely, to me, just, you know, unconscionable. The question is, does she have the energy, stamina, and acumen to do the job? That's the deal. At the same time, Katie Britt can be painted as young and inexperienced in terms of other candidates, but that would also be unfair because I think you're looking right now at, and this is probably an awful example, and I know it, so the Britt campaign may have to forgive me for this, but Joe Biden is now the president of the United States, but he started off as a 31-year-old U.S. senator. So all that to say, does age matter? Does it matter to you that they've been in office for a long period of time? Or do you want someone to come in from the outside? And then at the same time, do you personally go in there going, I'm only going to vote for the one who can express the policies that I want, or do I want someone whose personality can reach people? Which one are you looking for if you had to pick between the two? I'm curious. Call in and tell me, 866-494-9866. 866-494-9866. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.